Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Wednesday, May 21st, 2025. Let's head into Bar Harbor to see what's happening at the Abbey Museum.
My name is Dr. Aaron Miller. I am the curator of exhibits and collections here at the Abbey Museum in Bar Harbor. We're very excited to be launching new exhibits and updating the more permanent collection exhibits that have been on view for a while. You know, the big show is In the Shadow of the Eagle, and that's going to be up for 2 years. It's in our kind of primary special exhibition gallery. And this is a really exciting show because it's thinking about the anniversary of the United States, so the 250th, to be, you know, signing the Declaration of Independence. So the show runs from 2025 into 2026. And this is a show that is guest curated by Donna Loring and Darren Ranko, who are both Penobscot citizens, and Sierra Height, who is a Cherokee citizen and was formerly at the Colby College Museum of Art. And Donna is an amazing person who served on behalf of her community in the Maine State House for many years. And Dr. Darren Ranko is a professor at University of Maine, Orono. And this show is using the revolution as this moment to really reflect on the Wabanaki Nation's involvement, but then, you know, giving more context to thinking about the complex relationships between the communities and other communities in the past before settlement, and then thinking about what came after the revolution. So, you know, the treaties, thinking about Wabanaki veterans and service, and, you know, getting at the complicated nature of these relationships. You know, thinking about what happened back in the 18th century, it's still playing out today with their relationships with Maine and the United States. And, you know, so the show itself is very, very much a contemporary art show. So it's using new artworks, some of them commissioned, so they'll be seen for the very first time, to reflect on the past, the present, the future from Wabanaki perspectives. It's going to open up this coming Tuesday, so Tuesday, May 27th. This show will be open. There's also another show called Mi'kmaq Depkunsajig, 13 Moons Full Suite by Jordan Bennett. So Jordan Bennett is a contemporary Mi'kmaq artist, First Nations artist, who has created this incredible print series looking at the Mi'kmaq lunar calendar. So visually incredible contemporary art that has really deep and interesting connections within the community, but also looking at the design and color theory behind more historical Mi'kmaq quill work. So there's going to be both historical belongings and contemporary art very much in conversation throughout the galleries. We're so excited to welcome people back, and we're going to find a sort of a fresh new spaces within the museum. So we're excited to see you. abbeymuseum1word.org.
That was Dr. Aaron Miller of the Abbey Museum. And Abbey is spelled A-B-B-E. So it's abbemuseum.org. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.